Welcome, Shenaniganites.
Shenaniganites.
There we go. That's better. Welcome, Shenaniganites, to another episode of Misguided Shenanigans. With me, always, my brother from another mother, laughing his ass off at my fuck-ups, Sir Nick, and I am Vinny. Welcome to another great show.
Oh, what a great way to start the show.
You know?
Man.
And it's only going to get better from here.
Oh, amen to that, man. Amen to that. All right, now that that's out of the way.
Well, we're going to kick it off with I survived. I made it back.
Yeah, you had a little family vacay there, huh?
Well, family vacay is kind of an interesting choice of terms. You know, my wife decided to surprise me with a birthday camping trip.
Okay.
You know, okay, camping, like it. So we get in the car. I don't know where it's at. She planned everything. You know, we pack up a cooler, hot dog stuff, and we start driving. And we're driving south towards San Diego. I'm like, okay, cool. It's probably going to be like a desert camping trip, but that'll be cool. Or like a beach camping trip. So I'm excited. Haven't done one of those yet. So that'll be kind of neat. And make some pit stops along the way. So first pit stop was the Top Gun house.
Yes.
So it's the same house that he pulls up in the motorcycle to see, was it McGillis? What's her name?
Ellen McGillis. Yeah, man.
Yeah, so she's, you know, that house that she was staying at during the first movie, and they've converted it into, like, a pie shop. So they sell, like, little hot pies. And so you go in, buy a couple pies, take a couple of pictures. It's nothing, like, crazy, but it's kind of neat to go to.
Sure.
They got the motorcycle in front. So that was cool. So that was a nice little distraction. I'm going to say distraction right there.
Oh, yes.
Keep my mind off of, like, how far down that we are going. Keep going. And, you know, I'm not paying attention. I'm soaking in the sights. Past San Diego, keep going down. Get off the exit. And we're driving down the road. And all of a sudden, I see a wall.
A wall?
A giant wall. But not just any wall. No. I see the border wall.
No shit.
Yeah. And so my first thought is this in the U.S. because we don't have passports? Like, did you book something in Mexico?
Which would have been awesome.
and not complaining, but that's the first thing I'm like, where are we going? And she goes, oh, it's just right here. And I'm like, well, this isn't San Diego where you told me it was. So I'm like, should I be worried? My wife is taking me to the border, out in the middle of nowhere to go camping.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Did she bring a shovel? Did she bring a shovel?
We had a machete and some knives, you know. Because anytime I go camping, I'd bring stuff in case I need, like, chop the wood up in case the logs are too big or even anything, you know, right? So I've got. So, but yeah, so it's like, You know, the tent can be used as a tarp, I guess, at this point.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if I'm going to make it back.
wrap up the body in the tent and bury it.
There you go. So then we pull up to the campsite. Guess what the first sign you see?
I don't know.
So it's one of the ones I sent you a picture of. It's this giant triangle that has a rattlesnake on it.
Yeah.
It said, keep an eye out for rattlesnakes.
Nope. So this was in the desert then? You guys were out in the...
It was. Well, it's in the Tijuana River Conservatory or whatever the...
Okay.
Basically, it's a protected federal, like, park.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of desert-ish, but it's really close to the beach. So, to get there, luckily I made it back. But, I mean, you know, your wife tells you she's going to take you on a surprise birthday trip, and it's not where you thought it would be, and you see all these red flags, and the first thing is like, did I piss her off before we left?
Well, good thing the boys were with you.
Yep. Unless they were the hired help to help bury daddy in the sand while he takes his nap.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, there's all these horror stories you hear about people coming back and one person or going camping and only one person coming back, you know?
I don't think so. But I mean, listen, it's your world, bro. We just live in it.
I'm joking. I'm not about like all those, but just like the wife thing, like, you know,
nothing like
that would happen. But, you know, it's fun to talk about, especially when all those things line up. It just makes you go, really? This would be like a funny thing to post on TikTok.
It would. Which you should have.
Which I still might do. I've got some stuff. So, okay. Yeah. I got some content I got to get out there.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, so I don't know about you, but for me, living on the East Coast, whenever somebody mentions the border, I'm thinking of like where cartels hide out, drugs coming in and out, people hopping over the wall or digging under the wall or something. Like, I have this imagery from the news and from TV and movies of it not really being a safe place. Like, I'm not sure if you feel the same way, but I feel like there's kind of a stigma with being around the wall, being around the border.
I mean, I can't speak to it. I've never seen it. I've only seen it in the movies. We're the Millers. We're the Millers is what I envision the Mexico border to be.
We're the Millers. I don't remember that one.
People driving in RVs, not full of drugs, because it was full of drugs in the movie. Now that I just thought about this, this was really the way wrong fucking oh Lord have mercy. See,
because of movies and like media, that's kind of what you picture, right?
Well apparently that's the case. God damn it. I just put myself in something right there. Son of a bitch. Oh man. Oh well.
All right. In the West Coast, people like go back and forth from the border all the time, and it's like no big deal. And so this campsite, there's military base down the street. It's a federal park, so you have Border Patrol and park rangers patrolling all the time. Sure. Super safe, families in there. It's just like a normal campsite, man. And I was like, you know, it just dawned on me like the difference of people from the East Coast versus the West Coast when it comes to things like that sometimes, or like how people that aren't living near these areas could have a different perception based on what news, media, TV, or things that they watch. It could really change their perception.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. I guess so. I mean, I've said it 100 times on this podcast. I don't watch the news. That's just hands down one thing I do not do. I refuse to watch the news.
I mean, even years ago, like kind of. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I got you. No, I get you. Well, years ago, there wasn't a wall.
That's true.
So a little bit different there. And that's been all sorts of controversy. Not going down that fucking road.
No. I will say, though.
I feel like it's like, you know, you have the folks that live at the beach, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have the folks that live in the mountains. So there could be different, you know, people that... I don't know, people that live in the mountains that go to the beach, that have never been to the beach, you know, first thing that's going to be in their mind, in my opinion, is going to be like, oh, fuck, shark attack. Right?
That's true. Yes, exactly, right?
First thing when beach folk come up to the mountains, like, oh, fuck, bear attack. It's going to be the first thing. You know what I mean? So I feel like it's...
Watch, or I'm going to get lost in the woods and nobody's ever going to find me.
Right. And that's, you know, that's completely different than the border, but I feel like it's the same premise. Yeah. You know, because obviously over the last however many years that's been a tough subject for a lot of people. So one I don't care to get into.
Yeah, and we won't go down that rabbit hole, but I will say we could see, I guess, Tijuana from the campsite, which is kind of neat. because you just see all these houses, these buildings, and you see the fence that are the wall, which it looks exactly like pictures you've seen. So it's like you recognize it immediately. But outside of that, the other thing I thought was funny was there was wild marijuana plants growing everywhere.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that's something I didn't expect to see. And, but you definitely can't mistake what it is. A little bit bigger, but, you know, I guess because they're wild. But they do have signs saying, like, you cannot pick or touch or take the plants.
The plants
are protected by, you know, federal blah, 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 blah. And so.
Because marijuana is legal out there.
Well, yeah. Well, it's I guess
the fucking state's not going to want you to fucking touch their marijuana plants. They need that fucking money, man.
Well, it's not like they do anything about it. It's just a natural plant growing. But yeah, maybe rangers go and grab some, roll it up, you know. But, smoke a doobie on their break.
But it's different than like picking a sunflower. You know what I mean? True. Sunflower's not fucking protected. It's like me going out here to the just down the street and picking a fucking ear of corn. You know what I mean? Like marijuana. I mean, you know, out there. I mean, marijuana's big everywhere. I have no issue with marijuana. I stopped it a long time ago. Now it's nicotine for me, but you know, I have no issue with it. I think it's great. But I, you know, That's a source of income for the state, I would imagine, is why it's protected. Because you could I could plant fucking marijuana in my backyard. Now, it's illegal here, so I would not do that. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just wild growing, so it's not like anybody grabs it or harvests it or anything. They just grows.
Well, that you just know
of. Plant here and random plant on the side of the road and random plant like over here and. Just not like a
few from people walking. Throwing joints out the window.
You know, that could be. That could be.
Who knows?
So, met some really cool people at the campsite. Really nice. Like one couple, he's like, "Oh man, did I keep you guys up? You know, I was trying to be respectful because my fire was still going, so I was wanting to make sure it was going." I was like, "No, nah, man, you didn't bother us at all. Like, kids slept like rocks, and so, but." Bunch of families there, some cool hiking trails,
nice,
all the way down to the beach, so you could hike from the campsite all the way down to the beach, which is really cool.
Yeah, that's dope.
It got hot, really hot out there, except in the night. Come 5 o'clock, man, we were breaking out 5 and 6, we were breaking out the jackets because it got chilly.
No kidding.
Yeah,
interesting.
And so a few things that I think were different, because you and I have gone camping many, many times, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, typically we build like a teepee-style fire, right? Because you have these rocks around and you build the teepee and like the fire goes, right?
Right.
Well, at these campsites, you have to build them in a fire pit. So it's this ring that's, you know, a couple feet tall.
Yeah, it's a steel ring. Yep.
Well, these are concrete with like steel inside.
Oh, okay.
And so you can't really build teepee style in there because it wouldn't light. So I had to break it down, rebuild the fire into like a log, like the cabin style.
Yep.
That was fun. And you couldn't bring your own firewood. You had to buy firewood from there.
Yep.
Which was interesting.
Well, it's the same way in North Carolina. So you can't, so we're in Asheville. We couldn't drive from Asheville to, say, I don't know, Nantahala National Forest. Yeah. We could not pick up firewood here from a gas station or from Ingles or from my boy down the street, 60, 70-year-old guy that just cuts firewood. Amazing guy. I'll tell you about him some other time. But you cannot bring wood from other parts of the state because they could have a different type of insect or a different type of something like that. So they don't want it to, you know, kill their natural habitat up there or out there or wherever the hell you are.
That's exactly the reason. And I thought that was like kind of crazy, but I mean, bundle of wood was only $5. So it actually wasn't too bad. So that was pretty reasonable.
Yep.
So, but took a while to get the first fire going. That was a challenge.
Yeah.
Yep. Wife had to go get some fire starters.
Why didn't you get fire? How did you start it? Why didn't you get fire starters?
didn't think I needed it. I mean, I had like a little bit of like cardboard and paper to like, and I had kindling and stuff like, you know, really dry stuff to put in there that was like all shredded, like brush and things in there, but just couldn't get it started. So.
Yep. We always take a starter, man. Even if it's just a mini log just to get it going.
Yep. That's
there's just some nights, man, where it just won't go. Doesn't matter how dry it is. No wind. Doesn't matter. Just won't go. So that's what we do too. We get the starter logs.
Yep. So, So did that, got the fire going finally. That worked well. Did the s'mores thing. Kids made s'mores. Had a lot of fun there. First time having s'mores because they've never been camping before. So
they've never had s'mores?
They're too young to remember. They have, but they were like, you know, 4 years old. So they don't remember much from there.
Yeah, yeah. But, okay.
You know, now that they're like 6 and 8, they start to remember things. And so they really enjoyed the s'mores. Although when we got to the campsite, Dominic's first reaction was, "Dad, I thought you said we were going camping. Where's the trees and the forest and stuff?"
Well, it's funny you bring that up because I was going to say that, like, that's got to be the biggest difference, right? I mean, there's a tree around every fucking corner.
Yeah. And there were trees, but it wasn't like this big, gigantic, like forest, like you'd picture. Like camping in Georgia or North Carolina, it was a lot of desert, a lot of bushes and shrubs, and there was a few trees here and there. But yeah.
Well, no, it's funny because where I used to camp in Georgia, I don't know if you ever went out there with me or not, but we used to camp at Helton Creek Falls.
Yeah, yeah, I went there. Yeah, we went there a lot of times. Yeah,
yeah, up in North Georgia, and it was back then. It was a long time ago, but there was nothing out there. There's nothing out there.
And so we halfway up a mountain, drove down the dirt path, and we had to look for the open spots, and they weren't even marked or anything.
Oh, no. It was not marked. It was a quarter mile hike down and then across the top of the waterfall because we camped at the top of the waterfall. And it was incredible.
Do you remember the one time we went and we were loading our stuff and we went and set things down and then we went back to the car, right?
Mm.
And we crossed over a log and there was that cottonmouth.
Yes.
Herd underneath.
Yep. Yep. I can't do it. I mean, we took my parents to a waterfall a couple weeks ago. Actually, it's probably a month ago now. And it was a short hike, you know, and probably like a half mile in, I think, but it was about a 75 to 80 foot waterfall. So it was awesome. So we didn't see any snakes at all on the way in, none at all. So we're walking back from the waterfall and all of a sudden I hear this like, you know, in the grass, like the fucking leaves crackling and shit. It's not that was fucking stupid. It doesn't make any sense.
But you heard the rustling in the bushes.
Yep. And so I turned to my left and sure enough, it's like a friggin' 4.5-5 foot black snake. And I know they're not poisonous, so it's fine, but whatever. But man, I can't. That's one thing I can't do. I can't do snakes. I never have, never will. Never have.
Yeah, but those are the ones you want around because those will eat the other ones.
That's true. So, that's what they say.
At least it was a black snake.
Yeah, that's true. But no, what my point was, the difference between, you know, kind of where you went camping and where we camp up here. It's, I mean, completely different. Like if there's wind, you know, more than, what is it? Is it 15 to 20 miles an hour? I think. Maybe even less than that. You can't build a fire at all up here. The rangers will come around and say, put that shit out. Because if one of the damn coals goes haywire, it could start a fucking forest fire. You know, we started the summer up here with a little bit of a forest fire, not too far from here, a little bit northwest of us actually, but still close enough.
Well, we, kind of going back to what you're talking about, rustling in the bushes. So, you know, we saw they had like roadrunners there. We saw a little roadrunner running around from tent to tent and to campers, I guess, looking for like bread or food or something.
Yeah.
So that was kind of cool to see a little roadrunner. Then we saw like a jackrabbit hopping around. But we kept hearing this rustling in the bushes. And so I walked by a sign finally. I didn't see this at first. I don't know how I missed it, but it said, "Hear rustling in the bushes." It's either a raccoon, a coyote, a raccoon, a coyote, a skunk, bobcat.
Oh, yeah.
They listed like 5 or 6 different animals, and they said most of them are nocturnal. And I'm like, well, man. And I found that sign the last day we're there.
Yeah. Well, so. I mean, it's, and I feel like, I mean, I feel like the coyotes aren't going to necessarily mess with anybody because there are so many people. Like up here, the bears don't give a shit. If they're fucking hungry, they're going to come, they're going to come find some food. Like they don't
give a shit. They're also bigger too, so.
They're much bigger. Large. Large. One of these days I need to share on TikTok. I don't even know if I showed you the picture of the bear that was in our driveway last year.
Dude.
Yeah, we had a big mama bear in our driveway last year. She was big, big bitch. Scary. Scary. And it's funny because she was literally directly in front of the house here. And then we didn't know it because we didn't see the cub, but there was a cub about, I don't know, 15 to 20 feet back sitting on the side of my neighbor's house. It's crazy, dude. Fucking crazy. Fucking bears. Lions, tigers, bears. Lions, tigers, bears. Oh my.
Yeah, so overall it was a lot of fun. We liked the campsite. Well, I mean, I'd go back for sure. Close enough to town to be able to get like supplies and stuff if you needed it.
Nice.
Really fun trip. Kids loved it, had a blast. Funniest part, we're talking about like different things that we saw, and I said, guys, watch your step over here. And my oldest son goes, why? What's over there? I said, well, rabbit poop. He goes, rabbit poop? I said, yeah, didn't you see these little raisin looking things? He thought that is the highlight of his trip. He got to see rabbit turds.
Wow.
He ran up to it. Donovan, come on. You got to see. There is rabbit poop over here. Grabs his little brother, runs over like, mom, there's rat. Like the roadrunner. Oh, there's a roadrunner. That's so cool. They're looking at it. Hey, mom, we saw a roadrunner. Rabbit poop. Mom, there's rabbit poop everywhere.
Wow. Wow.
I'm just like, really?
Rabbit shit.
Their boys.
That's awesome. I mean, that's awesome. Cheers to them. That's great, man.
So that was a blast. And to cap off the trip, got a new job. So I'll be starting a new job soon. So that was awesome. And then we made our way up to like San Diego and Oceanside. And we stopped and saw like a bunch of places where they film movies and things. So got to see like where they filmed the show called Animal Kingdom. I don't know if you've seen it. Came on TNT. It's about a bunch of surfers that rob banks and stuff. But a lot of the houses stuff that they use and the street addresses that they use in that show are legitimately where those houses are. So walked and got a few pictures of some of those things there too, which I thought was kind of cool.
Hell yeah, man. That's fucking dope, dude.
And then we stopped at Carlsbad. And a little birthday present to myself was getting me some new vinyl albums. Mm. And I let my oldest son purchase his first vinyl record.
Wow.
Guess what he chose?
Huh?
Guess what he chose?
I don't know. Metallica.
Nope, not Metallica.
Def Leppard.
But something is equally cool. Cooler than Def Leppard.
Guns N' Roses?
No. No.
Van Halen.
Getting closer.
Fucking A, I give up. Let's just tell us. Come on.
Led Zeppelin 3.
Oh, wow.
With Immigrant Song, Celebration Day, Friends, Gallows Pole.
Now, is this a reproduction of the album, or is this the actual?
It's a reprint. It's a reprint. So it was sealed and everything. But yeah, like he's like eyeing it. He picks it up and he goes, hey, Donovan, come here. See, this is Led Zeppelin 3. Here's all the songs that are on it. Puts it down, goes back, and I'm looking through and goes, Donovan, come here. I want to show you. Did you see it? Did you see it does this? And like, dude, for like the whole time, he keeps going back to that record. And so as I'm walking out, I'm like, all right, let's go ahead and get it for you. And so like he's smiling ear to ear, like learning how to take care of it. And for me, that's a proud dad moment that he selected a Led Zeppelin album as his first record. Like, dude, that's quality right there.
Yeah, that's well done teaching.
I imagine it was probably the same feeling you had. Yeah, I imagine it was the same feeling you had with Zach when you took him to buy his first comic, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in fact, his first comic that he bought, we got signed.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, by the cover artist, Clayton Crane. So that was really cool. And then Clayton did some, like, did some extra artwork on there for him. So he kind of, I forgot what they call it, a markup, maybe is what they call it.
Oh, nice.
Where the, where he'll, you know, he actually made some really cool different things on the cover specifically just for Zach's book. So yeah, that's one of those things, man. Like, you know, for you, it's records, for me, it's comics and all that shit, you know, like I just, I mean, in fact, we went to, well, it's probably a month ago now. I think we went to the Asheville Comic Convention, which is, you know, it was held at the Ag Center here in Asheville, but really well done. Really, I mean, everybody was super cool. They had some really old issues. I finally got my Spider-Man Torment, 5 books. I had the cover. I needed the other 4. I got the other 4. So just a really cool experience though. But like to do shit like that, man, it's special. It's shit they're going to remember, man, for sure.
Oh yeah. Yep. So I would say first camping trip, a success. We cooked hot dogs. Oh. So I took the cast iron skillets. I've got 2 cast iron skillets.
Yep.
The way the fire pitted, it had this like little grate side. So I dropped the cast iron skillets on, did some bacon and eggs, man, on the cast iron skillets.
Oh, nothing like it.
Scrambled eggs and bacon right before we went on a hike that morning. Took a minute to kind of gauge cooking, but what were you going to say?
Did you season the skillet first?
Oh yeah, we use them at the house. Oh, so okay. Yeah, they've been seasoned. So yeah. Yep.
I just got one too that goes, but it's like a tray, but it's a skillet tray that you put actually on top of like a fire grate, or you can use it on a grill or something like that. But that's one thing I got to do is season it. I haven't seasoned it yet.
Oh, almost like I know what you're talking about now, and I can't remember what that's called. But it's almost like a flat iron.
Yeah, pretty much. Yep.
Yep.
So I got one of those for camping, so I'm excited to use that next time we go out. It's getting a little bit too warm right now, so we may be waiting until like October, but we'll see.
Yeah, that was the thing, man. When we went to bed, it was cold. So like we're wrapped up in the sleeping bags, like,
yep,
you know, freezing, you know, finally getting comfortable, nice and warm, and you go to sleep. And then, dude, 6:30, I am sweating bullets. I'm zipping down the windows. It is hot. Sun is out. I'm just like, I can't sleep in, man. I'm up and out. Like, all right, let's go.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't sleep. That's one thing I don't do when I camp. I can't sleep much. If I hear the wrestling outside, I mean, especially with, you know, all the recent bear activity out here, like we were camping, Zach and I went a couple weeks ago and met a friend of mine, and, it's just hard for me to sleep, man. Like I even took, you know, 10 milligrams of melatonin, and I still, you know, if I heard a wrestle behind the tent, I'm like, oh, what's that? What's that? What? You know, it's fucking stupid too. I'm 40 fucking 3 years old. Get over it, man. You know what I mean?
It's so quiet out in nature like that though. You hear everything.
Everything.
It's not like, you know, sleeping in your house or like camping in your backyard, right? Because you hear cars and there's all sorts of noisy, you know, power lines make noise. Like there's so much noise pollution out there that you hear so much. But when you get out in the wilderness, you hear so much more. It was weird though. Our first night there, helicopters flying constantly, nonstop the whole night. The next night, not so much. So I don't know what was going on if they were running drills or whatever the case may be, but you heard helicopters over by the beaches and stuff all night long that first night we were there.
Damn. That's crazy. You know what we did a couple of weeks ago when we met a couple of friends? Zach and I went kayaking for the first time.
Ooh.
You want to talk about a fucking fun experience. And I don't mean like we weren't going like down rapids. This was on a lake. Like my friend brought her kayaks. So we, like Zach and I, or well, Zach had his own. And then I shared one with a friend of mine. And we went out in the middle of this lake, and it was the most quiet and peaceful thing I have done in a long time. It was dope as shit.
I can imagine. I remember going to Boy Scout camp up in North Carolina. We used to go to Camp Raven Knob, and we would get in canoes on the lake. And I remember, like, me and my buddy just hopping in the canoe, getting kind of just kind of going out to the middle and then coming back. And yeah. It was like nice and quiet and peaceful. And
well, there's nothing like it, man. Nothing like it. It was cool.
Nice. Yeah, nice. Man.
All right.
I think, other than that, it's a good birthday. Getting older, but you know.
It's what it's all about, man. You know, another year under your belt. Just got to make it another one, you know. The goal.
All right, everyone. Well, make sure you follow us on TikTok, subscribe on YouTube, check our website out, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all the socials. Check us out, like, comment, and follow. Send us an email if you want. And until next time.
That's it.
Get into Michigan.
Peace out.